2. The building was a cube of red bricks lined with gray mortar, the type of building one pictured in New York or San Francisco. Two rectangles of concrete sat in the brick at the third story, each bearing the eroded image of old heraldry. Just above the wide front door, a fire escape zigzagged up the center of the building's face. Nate knew Los Angeles had lots of old buildings like this. In fact, he worked in one of them. It was built up on a tall foundation sitting on top of an already high slope. There were two flights of stairs leading to the door. He saw them and immediately pictured the hassle of hauling furniture up them. Two trees flanked the steps and gave some cover to the downstairs apartments. They were newer additions, not as thick and sturdy as the ones sprawled by the wrought iron gate. A small Asian woman stood just inside the gate, an iPad tucked under her arm. She waved to him.
Nate?
He nodded. Tony?
I am. Great to meet you.
She opened the gate and shook his hand. Tony was one of those women it was impossible to pin an age on. She could have been anywhere from 18 to 35. Her skirt showed enough leg to make him think younger. Her manner and the cadence of her voice made him think older. She smiled at him as she led him up the stairs. It was a fantastic smile. If it was fake, she practiced it every day.
It's a great building, she said.
She gave one of the pillars by the door an affectionate pat.
Over 100 years old. It's one of the oldest in this part of the city.
It looks great.
They built them to last back then. Isn't that what people say?
She pulled open the steel security door. The main door past it was wide open.
Come on in, and I'll show you the place.
Above the wide front door, Kavach was engraved on the concrete lintel in bold letters. Nate wasn't sure if it was a word or a name. The small lobby was straight out of a dozen noir films. Apartments 1 and 2 flanked the front door. A staircase with a well-worn banister curled up to the second floor. Beneath the staircase were two banks of mailboxes, and beneath them were tall stacks of phone books. It looked like they'd been there for a long time.
Don't mind those, she said. Usually Oscar, the property manager, keeps things pretty tidy.
It's not a deal breaker, he told her. She gave him another smile, and butterflies fluttered in his stomach. It had to be practiced. No one could naturally pack so much into curved lips and a flash of teeth.
Let's head up, she said.
She glanced at her iPad.
We'll zigzag a bit.
She guided him up the curving staircase to the second floor and down the hall. It was all dark brown and ivory paint. They passed a narrow glass door that made him think of an old telephone booth. Tony glanced back over her shoulder and followed his gaze.
Elevator,
she explained.
It's out of service right now, but they'll probably have it working by the time you move in. It's pretty small, though. You'll have to take your furniture up the stairs.
Good thing I don't have much, he said. He glanced at the other side of the hall and glimpsed a set of padlocks on a door marked 14, but Tony's tour had already moved past it. He looked back over his shoulder, but the thick frame hid the door.
22 units,
she said as they walked toward the back.
8, 6, and 8.
They stepped through a fire door and into a large space that stretched from one side of the building to the other. There were 3 couches and a pair of matching chairs. The south wall held a huge flat-screen TV, at least 40 inches.
The lounge area is open to everyone, she said. There are connections for a game system or Blu-ray or whatever. You might want to leave a note if you want to reserve a certain time for something.
The back of the lounge was also the landing for the rear stairwell. It was much more industrial than the front one and switched back and forth with each short flight of steps. Tony continued up the stairs. The third floor hallway looked identical to the two below it. On either side of the landing were brown doors marked 27 and 28. She produced a key and opened 28. The studio wasn't huge, but it was pretty big. Nate pictured clones of himself lying head to toe on the hardwood floor and guessed the room was about 20 by 20. Maybe deeper than it was wide. 2 long strings dangled from the ceiling fan in the center. The brick wall across from the door was filled by 2 huge windows, big enough for him to stand in. They were the old-fashioned mullioned kind, with ropes and counterweights hidden in the frames. Outside the window, he could see Los Angeles. With the small hill and the tall foundation, he was close to 5 stories up. The windows looked right over the top of the building next door. Nate could see the 101 freeway a few blocks to the north. In the distance, up on the hillside, he could see the Griffith Park Observatory. Tony's heels clicked on the floor.
Some view, isn't it?
It's amazing. He leaned his head close to the glass. Off to the left stood the tall white letters of the Hollywood sign. She stepped through the open doorway to the left and into the kitchen. The counter was decorated with white and blue tiles in a pattern that could almost pass for a checkerboard. The linoleum on the floor mimicked the counter.
The apartment comes with a fridge and a clawfoot tub, she said. Laundry room is in the basement. There's a sun deck up on the roof. We start with a 6-month lease, but it goes month to month after that. Once you pass a credit check, we'd need first and last month's rent.
He walked over to the kitchen and tried to play it cool. He opened a few cabinets and focused on the countertop so he wouldn't risk stupidity in the light of her smile.
And the rent is how much? He asked.
The guy I talked with said it was on the cheaper side.
Well, I'm afraid we just had an increase, she said, so it's not as cheap as it used to be.
Nate looked back at the studio and pictured all his furniture lined up along one wall. That's understandable, he said. So how much is it?
$565, she said. That includes utilities.
Which ones?
All of them.
He risked looking at the smile. $565 total?
Yes, she said. Are you interested?
Fuck yes, he said. Pardon my French. Tony's smile wavered for a moment, and he realized a real smile had pushed through the practiced one.
Don't worry about it, she said. I've been known to swear like a sailor when things don't go my way.
A business card and pen appeared from her pocket. She used the back of the iPad as a desk and scribbled something on the card.
Go to the Lock Management website and log on with this code, she said. The whole application's online. Do it tonight and we can process the credit check on Monday. This time next week, this could be your place.
That's great, he said. Credit check shouldn't be any trouble.
Fantastic, she said. I'll give you a call next week and...
Her smile cracked and started to crumble. She stepped back and caught it just in time. A cockroach had appeared on the counter. It wasn't one of the huge ones Nate saw sometimes at night out on the sidewalks, but it was big enough, half the size of his thumb. Its antennae wiggled as it followed a zigzag path across the counter.
I'm so sorry, Tony said.
She glanced at her iPad again.
We have an exterminator in every other month, but it's impossible to wipe them out, you know?
The insect paused in a shaft of sunlight to give them a look, and Nate got a good look back. Then it pressed itself behind the outlet plate and was gone. Was that cockroach bright green? Tony shrugged, and her smile reasserted itself.
Maybe. It's an old building. You have to expect some weirdness, you know?